defenders of the Alliance and warriors of the Horde, heroes of Overwatch, Sanctuary, and the Koprulu Sector. This is Group Quest, a roundtable podcast from Dawnforge Productions. Join us as we gather a collection of strong voices from around the community. Now, here are our hosts, Gulvin and Joe.
Welcome back to Group Quest, everybody. Today we talk about some archives on launching, another thing from the archives, another game from the archives launching as well, and a return of the Grand Masters. I am Gulvin, and all of these with me is Joe. How you doing today, Joe?
It's warm, but it's getting colder. I know, and I got a warning for everybody listening to the recording. If I do cut out, it's because storms hit, and this is the chance you take when you do a recording. So, yes, there's that. Everything's doing pretty good. I did get wiper blades for my car. I got to get a damn brake light. I got to figure out how to put the brake light into the car. Because when you, any type of vehicle you're dealing with, if you don't have the owner's manual, which I don't, it's a used vehicle, you have to go in by yourself and figure out how to get to the part that you need to get to. So, yeah, this is going to be fun.
But, like, is it snow or is it, because I know some people are getting snow. Is it rain?
No, it's going to be rain. It's going to be thunderstorms. Like, we're not going to get any snow, at least, like, for, like, quite a few months now, one would hope. But, yeah, we're going to get rain and rain and rain. Not like what they've gotten down south.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like down in Louisiana, that's like, mm-hmm, disastrous down there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, right now, we're just looking forward to thunderstorms, quite possibly severe at times, and maybe some good gusts of wind, which we have seen quite a few gusts of wind as of late. So, I know there's some other bad stuff going around. No GQ2 today due to that stuff and more. So schedules are as what they are.
But what have you been, I guess, doing besides that? What have you been doing in game?
Oh, in video games in general?
Yeah, I know you've been playing some Far Cry 5, but outside of that game.
Well, yeah, I've been playing quite a bit of Far Cry 5. I'm trying to get my all my different friends, so your followers, whatever, get those built up there through the perk points. I'm not totally complete with this run through, so it's going to take about 3, 4, 5, 6 different run throughs just to get them all with the different perk points and whatever. And I could be doing arcades as well, but that just takes too much time. I'm doing some Hearthstone. We will get to that as far as what everything going on with Hearthstone later on in the show. And I did do a little bit of WoW there last week, I think, but not too much. I'm waiting for 9.1, and because of that, I saw a game on sale called Watch Dogs Legion.
Yes.
And I've been playing that on the first playthrough, which I am doing on the stackup.org Twitch channel on Sunday mornings. So that has been pretty interesting so far. I imagine I'm only about a third of the way through the storyline. Maybe not even that far. Maybe a quarter of the way through the storyline. So I'm just starting. I don't feel that I've gotten into the meat of really what's going on, but the intro was really good. The the gameplay is what I'm still trying to figure out.
Yeah. Is it like fast-paced or is it slow-paced? It looks like it's a fast-paced game, like on the fly all the time.
It can be a fast-paced game. I mean, you can treat it like a fast-paced game. But I'm taking it still at bits and pieces because it's just like, well, almost anything else that Ubisoft does. They can, or they're saying that you can do this, and this, or you can do just this.
Okay.
So you can go as fast as what you want to. So I'm taking it bit by bit by bit by bit. Okay. But still, it's really interesting storyline. It is a first-person shooter, but it feels more like espionage a lot.
Okay.
Because you're in the city. Not like Far Cry 5 where you're out in the country where you can just go ahead and shoot everything in sight. Okay. Which Far Cry 6 is going to be quite about the same thing, yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy. I'm really, really looking forward to that one, too.
What have you been doing there this past week, sir?
Well, I got my second shot of my vaccine shot. So that interesting. just feel like I'm in one with the 5G technology now. And I see different colors and, you know.
Now, have you... I know that some people have had some adverse effects come in with the second shot. Yeah. Have you seen anything adverse with your second shot?
No. I mean, I basically was just the same as the first one. The sore arm.
Of course.
Not as actually bad as the first one. The first one I got like sore on my neck, like all the way up the back of my neck, which was a really weird sensation. This one, I got it on Thursday, so today being a Saturday, so it's been a couple of days, but I was tired. I think that's all I really had. I mean, I didn't check my temperature to see if I had a minor fever, but it wouldn't surprise me. I usually run with like a low grade temperature anyways, like, you know, 97.8 or something like that, you know, low 98s. So I'm actually below anyways. And so if I was like maybe 99, I was just tired. I just, you know, rested a little more, slept a little more than usual. And just kind of relaxed, played some games. I really didn't do too much. And then just the sore arm was the only thing that I had that was like out of the ordinary. And the joints, achy joints. So it felt like,
of course,
you know, like I had done like a really hard workout that day or something. Like I did like a lot of extra cardio and my body was just tired. That was pretty much it. So I was actually pretty lucky. It was, you know, for me, it was pretty much like the first one. Yeah, but I have heard people that some people get really like they get sick, like they get a flu like type symptom. I didn't. And I got the Pfizer one. So if you're out there similar, might be that for you, might not be. My brother had the Moderna and he was like wiped out completely. So I think it just has to do with the person and, you know, how you usually react when you get sick. But yeah, I mean, it's two weeks from today or from Thursday, I'll be fully vaccinated, like 95 plus whatever. Doesn't mean I'm like gonna rip off my mask and, you know, yell I'm immune and all that kind of stuff like some people do on the internet.
I'm immune for 7 months, let's go.
Yeah, or plus, yeah, they don't. And that's one thing, like they know it's, I mean, at least I'll be good till the fall, which is what I, you know, I'm happy about,
right?
When we'll be getting the booster shot for the variants, which is going to happen
about early winter right now.
What's that?
For 7 months is about, it will be, you're good to
yeah, November
until early winter. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is what I'm happy about. Cause that's when there'll be, if there is another surge, it'll be, or another rebounds. It's just like it is with the flu where it comes back every fall and winter. But yeah, I mean, I feel fine. No adverse, you know, this is the third day after it or second full day after, nothing. I think it's because I got it like in the middle afternoon. Maybe I slept through most of it that night. So I was probably just, maybe if I did have any, it would have happened at nighttime. But yeah, just besides being tired, but then that's just kind of like, you know, a normal day. So nothing too crazy. But I did have the day off from work, so it was kind of nice. So today feels very strange because I'm used to only having 2 days off, you know, and then maybe 1 day off, or and then I'll work the next day. So I'll get like a 1 day in the middle of the week or something like that. So having 4 days off, I'm just like, okay, what is today's day? Is it today Sunday? Is it, you know, did I have to go to work today? My body's all, it's like weird. Like the time doesn't exist. But then as a result of that, I was actually able to play some more games. I did play the Overwatch, which we'll get into in a little bit. Played a bunch of that. And also got into a little bit of WoW, but not too much. Played a tiny bit of Classic, not too much, just leveling up slowly. One of my friends, he's doing a Classic guild and he wants for TBC. And because I know everything, he kind of, you know, he wants me to play with, you know, play in the guild, but I just don't have time for that. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to, but we'll see. Cause it's not going to be for June, May. I think they said May, but no one really knows when it's going to launch the TBC expansion. I mean, we'll get into that information a little later. So I just been kind of, you know, dabbling in some games I haven't been able to for the last couple weeks and played some Madden, which was very, cause I got the PS5 upgrade. So before I was playing PS4, then they just released the upgrade, or maybe at least I know they just released the upgrade to PS5 free for people who had the 4 version. And so I downloaded that and played it, and now I'm very angry at it. And it was not, it was like, I guess if I had any adverse effects, it would make me more angry in playing Madden than normal. Being frustrated, like, you're wide open, why didn't you catch that, you know? Kind of like the standard stuff that you happen when you play a sports game. But yeah, pretty much that's pretty much it.
So basically they fix bugs.
Yeah.
It was what you're telling me.
The one thing is that there was a big bug, because I like doing fantasy draft because it makes it more interesting. I can pick my team. I can construct them about the players I want to use and kind of do it that way. And there was a bug where there was like an 88 ranked guy who was really good and no one drafted him for no reason. So I would always get him, and they fixed it in this patch. So they have some bugs in there that they fixed, but so there's like there's some stuff, but then also I found another bug, which is when you're trading someone, you could trade next year's draft, so 2021 2022's draft, because this is from last year's season, and they do not value that draft position at all. So you could trade almost everybody for a fifth round pick. So I have like 20 fifth round picks now. Because what I did is, because they do what they do is they cut players. Every team does that. So they cut a player. Mm-hmm. He's like ranked 80. I sign him and then I trade him. Any way I can get an unfair advantage, I try to. But my team is terrible. We're 1-4, and mainly because the defense. It looks like they did increase the difficulty of some of the AI with the PS5, which makes sense. You know, it's a better computer; they can do more stuff. So it looks like PS4 version is actually dumbed down. If that makes sense to anybody out there that understands the different generations, they did reduce like how much it can do. Well, there's a lot more stuff it can do now in the 5 version, so it is a little more frustrating to play. But then it's a sports game, so you have to expect that. I have a whole catalog of old games that I haven't played, so I might be dusting those off. I'm just kind of making it a game weekend. Probably tomorrow I'll be doing more of that. That's pretty much been my week. So pretty much a lot of gaming this week, which is always good to say in today's times. But we'll jump right into the one game I did play the most, which was Overwatch. And so the Overwatch Archives is live. The event is from the April 6th to the 27th. And it's different this time than last time. So this time what they've done is they've actually increased a bunch of challenges. And what that is it's basically an event that if you win, you get a free loot box, which I always like. So I've been trying to do them, and they have a lot of different, it's a 3-person challenges. So you get to play with 3 other people, and or 4-person challenges, maybe 5. I can't really, off the top of my head, I can't recall. But you basically select with other players. You can select like a damage, a healer, or tank, depending on what the mode is. They are from past ones as well, from past challenges. And then what you can do is that they are pretty difficult. Like some of them, they're called glass cannon, where you do more damage, but then you take more damage. Some of them were only headshots actually kill the enemies. This is, again, co-op AI, so it's kind of like PvE mode. But what's great is that they've added a bunch of new skins, which are really cool ones in this one. And then also they give you a bunch of free loots, which I think is, it says, I think it I don't think it was 10. It seemed like it was 5 or something like that, or 3 that you get for jumping in. But then you can also get 10 free loot ones as well. I think if you purchase the 50 pack, get the collection. Really cool. The first week, this week, they offer Lucio is the main skin focus. So you get a Lucio epic skin. Week 2, which is next week, you get a Zen skin. And then the week after that, you get a Mercy skin. And the good thing, though, that's different from this week than past, because in the past, you had to win games, like 9 games, and then you get the skin. Now they do it by actually how good you do. So you can lose and get the skins. And I wholly support that, because sometimes it does suck to try to win. Really, really enjoying it so far. I think it's a great event. Anything you want to touch on, Joe?
Everything looks good to me. I mean, you hit on basically all the points. So
yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I've been playing it the most. I mean, I think I almost, I played it like almost a full day. Trying to get it, it's challenging, and it, so if you like difficulty, it's definitely something to look into.
Indeed.
And then also one thing that got dropped on us this week on the same day, in fact, on the 6th, so they really kind of hit us on Tuesday with a bunch of updates, and
different
that
thing.
Was, of course, Diablo 2 Resurrected Alpha is out for some people. So what are your thoughts, Joe, on have you been able to take a look at it?
For some people, yes. And I have seen some streamers, I forget which ones, or else I would say who they were. But really, it does look really, really good. I mean, it shows the Diablo 2 maps. And one of the things that does annoy me is the mini maps, or what is supposed to be mini maps, like cover the whole screen.
Yes.
So to me, that would be pretty annoying, because I would want to minimize that. I want that map to be there. Don't get me wrong. I don't need that map to be that big. Okay. So if we could just have it like a or even just not there at all.
Oh, yeah, okay, definitely.
Because I can deal with that, too. But if we can have it like the World of Warcraft map, like upper in the upper right or upper left-hand corner, however you got that situated, and you just go around, boom, 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 and you map out, where you need to go, and because all those maps are different. And that's a good thing, too, because that does brighten up the world. And I think Diablo 4 is going to be the same way. But this just looks really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not played Diablo 2 at all. I played Diablo 3. Okay. And to see this in the way that it is now in Alpha. Okay, not in beta, in alpha, does get me excited for this game. It looks really, really good. I mean, the gameplay, what they're focusing on, just looks really badass, if mm-hmm. I can say that. I did see, I think, mostly Sorceress play. And I think I saw some barbarian play. That looked pretty good. Maybe some Amazon, maybe one or two Amazon plays there as well. But
and that's the only three for the technical alpha as well.
That's the only three that's out, and those three are just being played to quote unquote hell and back. just really, really good stuff.
And the one thing too is that we can now expect, I'm expecting that a lot of the engines and graphical fidelity we're seeing in this will be in 4. So they're kind of, this is kind of a little, in my opinion, is showcasing a lot of 4 stuff that we'll be seeing, like as far as graphical fidelity.
Right.
And it looks great. Like, it looks real good. The music is the best. I love the Diablo 2 music. It just is just really nice. Like, they just did such a great, you know, it was such a huge hit for Blizzard when it released. One of the bigger games out there, and so I'm really excited about it. Hopefully I'll get in the alpha soon or whatever, but we'll have to see when they release more. And then, of course, the alpha is going to run
And, you know, one thing, too, is that all these companies, they do the same thing as to what you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
They test out different stories, different graphics, for their major games, okay, in other smaller games or smaller venues. And Diablo 2 would be considered a smaller game, okay, than Diablo 4. So for them to test out things, this works, this does not, that can actually help out Diablo 4.
No, yeah, exactly.
That's what they'll do.
And then also, what's great too, for not just Diablo 4, but for everybody, is that Diablo 2 Resurrected is going to be on Windows PC, Switch, PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox Series X and S. And so what it is that the console will also be in future ones as well. So the future alphas and betas will be available on the consoles. So if you have a console, make sure you just select it also in the Blizzard backend, because that's where you can sign up for the alpha and sign up for the beta test. Make sure you have that on your Blizzard account. So make sure you go in there and say what kind of consoles or anything you'd like to be involved in as well. Cause you know, you might not get it on the PC version, but you might be able to get on like a PS5 version, which I'm actually going to make sure I have that marked on mine, because, you know, some people don't have it, or they just don't play Blizzard games on there, or the new Xbox Series X console. So go ahead and make sure that you're marked there. And then this technical alpha is only going to go until Monday, when it expires. So it's going to be basically a full week. But yeah, I've been real, like you said, really enjoying watching people play, and it just definitely looks fun. And I can't wait for more that they're going to do. My guess is that the next alpha will be, more people being invited, but then also more characters, I think, or maybe 3 other characters. They might like alternate them. But yeah, it's been really, really cool so far to watch it and see the Diablo 2 in, high fidelity, but then also laugh at the cinematics that are in the really bad low fidelity original ones that they can't. And it says, this is placeholder in huge letters. And I still see people saying, wow, the cinematics look terrible. It's like, yes, it says this is placeholder. That's what it means. Like,
oh my God. Yeah. People, they don't pay attention.
Nope.
they don't pay attention to the game, especially when they're streaming.
Oh yeah,
you know, they're not looking at, you know, this, that, the other. You know, we know it's going to look like crap. Okay, not till the full game comes out. It's a technical alpha, you idiots. Treat it like that. Anyway.
Well, on better news, yes, well, if you want to take out your frustration, you could take your frustration out in Hearthstone. Because the Hearthstone Grandmasters are now on. And there's actually a couple new things, too, that they've added into Grandmasters. So the first one is the format is going to be seven-week season, with week 8 being playoffs. And it's going to be rotating match format, with the first 2 weeks being Conquest, this week 3 and 4 being Specialist, week 5 and 6 being LHS, and then week 7 being Conquest, with the playoff also in Conquest. So kind of like Conquest, Specialist, LHS, and Conquest. Uh-huh. And so what the difference, which is Last Hero Standing, in case you didn't know. So the difference here is that they've added a unique feature, which is great. That I can understand why they didn't, might be related to the technology that Twitch had involved versus how YouTube Gaming has it. But now YouTube Gaming has it. which is, of course, drops, which is the everybody's favorite item that you can get from Blizzard. So for week one, you can get a max of 2 packs for watching. Week 2 through 7, you could get another max of 2 packs. And then the playoffs, you get Forged in Barrens 2 packs. So you get the Year of the Phoenix for the first 1 through 7 weeks. And then week one, you get two. You get 2 packs total for 2 through 7. And I believe that means 2 through 7 weeks, not like once a week you get one. And then the playoffs, you can get up to 2 packs Forged in Barrens. Just connect your YouTube gaming, your account to your YouTube account, and then your Battle.net to your YouTube account, and you'll be good to go. Joe, any exciting things that you're looking forward to with Hearthstone Grandmasters returning?
Well, first off, I'm looking at the prize pool, and the global pricing is just short of $500,000.
$500,000. I'll be right back. I need to go enter.
That is the global prize pool that's split between $64,000 for each tournament for weeks 1 through 7 and $34,000 for the playoffs. Okay, so you can accumulate a lot of money. There's a lot of money right out there to be accrued, and you can get all that stuff. So it looks really good right now. I do like the fact that we're getting drops again.
Yes,
and I think it's time that we get drops. Now you're not going to get drops as frequent. That's one thing, and number two, it's going to take more time for you to get drops. Let's say if you were watching on Twitch, when it was on Twitch, drops were near instant.
Yeah, or within the first hour of watching.
Right. This is going to take about a day. For most people, it's going to take roughly 24 hours to 48 hours in order to get your drops. Okay. So just keep that in mind. And also keep in mind, too, that there are different times. Now we're going to put all times Pacific here. Okay. For Asia Pacific, it's 2 a.m. Europe is going to be 7 a.m. And America will be at 12 noon. For the broadcast start times. And yes, that's all up on youtube.com/Hearthstone.
Yeah. And again, and what I like the most about this is that they have the different languages. So they have English. I just have to say this because I always like this. They have English Hearthstone. They have English Hearthstone esports. Is that like a different type of, is that like the esports English or something? Like, you know, the noob channel and the non-noob channel, is that what that,
well,
I know it's probably the same. I just laughing because I just seen that in the languages. It's like two Englishes.
right, you know why that is, though, because the regular Hearthstone is mainly there for any of the Hearthstone releases, announcements, any news, blah, blah, blah. Whereas the Hearthstone esports, that's where you're going to see the different matchups, all this stuff and things. So I think eventually you're going to, hopefully you'll see a split between the two to where it will just be Hearthstone esports instead of just Hearthstone.
No, yeah, okay. I was just joking because it like makes me think: is there like two different languages?
yeah, I know.
but they do offer, though, is they offer Japanese, Korean, Mandarin, Portuguese, and Spanish channels. So that's great to do that they have that. Not just for them offering that, but then also there's a lot going to be a lot of staff and people that are going to have to work to get that done. So I'm really, you know, really happy about that as well. But then also the one thing too is, like you mentioned with the prize pool, now we see why there was so much push for people getting into the Grandmasters tournament, because it's basically a guaranteed amount of money you get, or pretty close to it. And it's a good jump off point. And I'm actually really glad too that Blizzard has started going back to doing the prize pools, because I was a little concerned that they would get just cheaping everything out and just using the pandemic as like a reason why. But seeing them actually put money into the tournament is great. Maybe it's not as much as they normally would do or people would hope, but at least they're still doing that. So thumbs up for me.
Well, I think that they are seeing that places are starting to open up too. So maybe they can reinvigorate some of the economies throughout the world by saying, okay, since you guys are opening up, you can open up the coffers a little bit and send money out to the players. You know, send money out to the different esports players. So, you know, we'll see what happens as far as what that goes.
No, yeah, definitely. But yeah, the good thing there is that, you know, like I said, the drops are returning, which is that's I think to me that's more the big one. But then also we have to say they have to be, their only eligible channels are basically the language channels we just discussed. So they're not like Twitch, where you could go in and do other thing. I just wanted to kind of touch on that.
Well, they could have linked, and I think at times they still do link drops to different Twitch channels.
Yeah. Well, it says here, eligible channels right now, at least right now, they could change, are the main Hearthstone channels for the event.
Right, right. And that pertains to the tournament itself.
Yes.
Okay, now when it comes to... let's say an expansion release, you know, for instance, or a maybe a game system release, then they'll enable, or then they can enable drops in Twitch and YouTube simultaneously. So it for right now is just YouTube. So watch the Grandmasters Hearthstone tournament on YouTube, get your card packs.
Yes, definitely get your card packs, because you'll have to get your card packs and also subscribe to us on Patreon, because we have a Patreon, right, Joe?
Yes, we do.
And with just subscribing to Patreon, you can also get your free card, which is during our giveaways. Which is of course, an in-game loot card is a possibility, and other cool stuff you can get with Patreon. You'll get also access to our group quest 2, get access to story time with Golvin, and then Joe helping you out get some in-game gold in World of Warcraft, so you can get those nice mounts and loot going into 9.1, and also maybe even help with flying if you need help. Do some LFRs, etc. Just basically anything in there, just go ahead and take a look at patreon.com/thegroupquest. To check out more. And with that, we
and
will
more
jump.
And more.
Go ahead, Joe.
And more and more.
Yeah, more and more. And with that, we'll jump right into another Hearthstone news that came out, which is really great. They have the new event in the Forge in the Barrens, which is that like tournament style with the mercenaries. And so now that they've introduced the legendary mercenaries, they said, hey, let's know a little bit more about them. I forget which one is that, Joe, the event for the mercenaries. I forget.
It's just mercenaries, the mercenary missions.
That's it. Mercenary missions. Yeah. See, I just know it's a like a tournament rank. And so with that, though, being like a ladder style, and then they did release more information about the mercenaries themselves and a little bit of backstory. Did anything jump out at you, Joe, or do you think, what do you think about them releasing more of this, like more about the characters that you're seeing in game?
This is more like the characters that you would actually see, because you're going to have assassins assigned with every single, character that you already have there in game. Okay. Or every single class, I should say. But what's interesting here is they put up backstories to everybody, to all of the assassins, including some artwork. So, and I'm scrolling through them right now, because there's quite a few of them. They're all really, they look really, really good. You should see the artwork on some of these if you haven't looked at them already.
No, I have. Yeah, they're really good.
Yes, they are really, really vicious and mean and nice and lovable. They are all really, really good looking. And there's a lot of interesting stories, backstories to all these characters as well. So we do have links up to the news. Go read them.
Yes, no, definitely. And then the one thing I was thinking of is that it's I'd have to take a look in that, is that the mercenaries with the progression chart. That's what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Where it's like a little, and then these are essentially what they're tied to. And I think it's really kind of opening up Hearthstone to be more of a, there was one game that came out, which was similar to this, where you could go, it was a card game, and then you battled to get through, it was a Steam game. I remember seeing this being pretty popular over last year, and this seems really, really similar to me on it. And I think Blizzard is, you know, cause there's only so much you can do with Hearthstone, being a card game, a battle, 1v1 battle, opening up adventures, opening up more of these side areas that you can battle, is going to help keep people involved and help people keep people wanting to buy expansions, buy these add-ons to the game. So really cool that they came out with the characters, because they did really kind of hit them up as being the legendaries. And so we will have to see how they come out with more, but it's a good little first step into Hearthstone and Hearthstone Mercenaries. So keep your eyes peeled. And take a look at the artwork, because the artwork and stories are always great for Blizzard. And the fact that they did come out with this information just makes me believe more that there's more to it than what we're seeing. It's like kind of like the first taste of what's coming to come in Hearthstone. Next up, though, another great announcement, which is actually not just a big announcement, but it did do a little bit of ripple in the world. And what they're calling it is the Mythic Dungeon Invitational, The Great Push. And so what this is instead of just being what can they do for like the best time, now they're trying to say how high can they get their keys. And I guess they have a limited time to get up to the highest key instead of just getting it done in the fastest time. What are your thoughts, Joe, on this as they're kind of changing it up for the Mythic Dungeon Invitational?
I think that they felt like they needed to do a change. With the Mythic Invitational, because they want to include every dungeon, and under the current constructs of these dungeons, they couldn't get every single dungeon, you know, into the Mythic Dungeon Invitational.
And this is also a separate event too, so it's not.
Right.
It's not taking over. It's just that it's an additional event, which maybe because the Mythic Dungeon Invitational did so well is why they're adding this one on? They're just trying to see if there's more to it.
This to me does feel like a bit of a test. Okay. It is, can we get these dungeons into the Invitational? Okay, instead of the International. So if you're doing a great push like this, and if you want to change the change the schematics of the Invitational, you put up an event like this to see how well it will do in its performance, in its execution. Okay. And not just execution of the dungeon, but the execution of the players involved. Okay. So this makes this a very curious event. Okay. And one of the things here is on the 17th, that is when the signups close. So you have until then to get signed up for the Great Push. Proving Grounds will begin on Saturday the 22nd and will end on the 23rd. The actual contest, days 1, 2, and 3, will be on the 28th through 30th.
And what's great is that anybody can sign up. That's the best. That's the any like so if you're out there listening right now and you have a group that does high keys and you're able to get them up pretty quickly, sign up. There's no reason why you can't sign up as long as you can play that weekend, which is the 22nd and 23rd of May, which is a Saturday and Sunday. And it goes right into Labor Day weekend for United States, which makes a lot of sense. So for people to be able to do that.
$20,000 prize pool, y'all.
Exactly.
There you go.
But like we said, it doesn't replace the MDI, but this is an additional one. So maybe it will, you know, if it get, they're just trying things out. I'm happy about it. I mean, the prize pool is really low because it's, you know, it's an online event only. But if it does really well, you know, this could turn into another MDI type thing. It obviously is working for MDI. So, you know, they're going to try to see how well it does it. I mean, it's also especially makes a lot of sense too, because, you know, 9.1 is probably still not going to be out at this point. I mean, hopefully it is, right, but it probably won't be. It makes me heavily lean that it won't be, which is why they did this, had this come out. So they're trying to like get people excited for myth or dungeons and PVE scenarios. But we will have to wait and see. But yeah, it's another good thing, Blizzard.
You got to keep in mind too, that regardless of when 9.1 would come out, they've done this in the past where we're just going to do events.
Yeah.
So to me, this is not a sign. This is just an event. You know, we will see signs of when 9.1 comes out when we get to the actual World of Warcraft news, whether it be this week or the weeks upcoming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just
different event.
Exactly. But then one thing that has come out recently, which is, of course, the Burning Crusade beta servers are now online and boosted characters have started to arrive for testing in that. And as a result of that, they kind of go through and they start at level 58 with a kit. And then you can go through and do a basic quest line to get for the class and to get started. What this means to me is that with the boosting regarding for the classic servers is, again, it's another great way for people that don't want to level to 50 to 60 and are just going to buy a character, essentially. The boosted, I mean, I can't recall if it was in TBC. Maybe it did start there. Obviously they're going to put it in. I mean, it makes the most sense because, you know, people that like, you know, like myself, if I'm not leveled up by 60 by then and I'm going to play with my friends to get to level 70, you know, maybe it's going to be like, hey, well then I'll just start here. Cause it won't matter when you get that first green, that's going to be better than anything in vanilla. So, you know, once you start leveling, you're going to place all your gear anyways with greens. And, a great article though, by Blizzard Watch to explain what to expect, how to level, and so the one thing is that because you're not going to have any gold, you're not going to really have a mount. So what they recommend is, of course, go through and get your professions, you know, mining and herbalism up because then you can get more money. But there's going to be a lot of good weapons and everything. So take a look at the article. It's a great article to go through talking about five mans and the best way to level yourself up to get to the level 60 and to get into Outland and TBC Classic, if you want to experience it. Just a good good article there. And just like
mining and herbalism, they're like the basics.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's essentially that's all you're going to have. So they also go through the talent trees and, you know, what did you expect there? And this is a long time ago, y'all. Long time ago. This is going to be a whole different game than what we got going on right now.
Yes, definitely. And then it's good, though, to see like how the game has progressed, too. So if you're curious, you can go ahead and take a look there. You know, Classic has just really kind of put the bridge in between the retail. When retail's been on the lull, it's been doing a really good job. And so we'll have to wait and see when it comes out. People are speculating, again, May timeframe. I'm more of a June to July myself. We'll see what the date comes down, just because, you know, because it seems like they kind of slowed down a little bit. We will have to wait and see, though, because I know it's going to make a splash when it does. And they're definitely going to try to put it in between when 9.1 is going to hit. So they don't want to have Classic and 9.1 because they know it's going to kind of divide their player base. They want to kind of go one right to the next to the next. And so kind of expect this kind of rotation of Classic, Retail, and just hope that they can keep people around for that. But with that, we'll be right back after a word from some pirates.
Arg, laddie. What you be doing over there? You be not be digging up treasure, are ya?
Captain, we be finding stuff for our phones.
Would you be talking about your phones? What you be thinking? What you be looking at?
We be listening to Audible, Captain.
On your phone? What you be talking on your phone for? What you be saying?
No, we be listening to different audiobooks up on Audible.
Well, how did you get to these audiobooks, laddie? What you be looking? What you be seeing? What you be hearing?
Captain, just go to bit.ly/GQReads2020. You'll be hearing some audiobooks to yourself. There might be some pirate ones up there you might into.
Oh, laddie. I be thinking about that. bit.ly/GQReads2020. All right. This might be a crappy promo, but I'll try it anyway.
And we're back. And so after you get that nice audiobook and enjoy, let's say, the new Ready Player 2 that came out. You can get that on Audible for free, or any World of Warcraft book. You can even get the really long ones like the Game of Thrones series, or you can even get the one I'm actually reading now, well, listening to now on my drive, is the Way of Kings, which is a huge long novel. It's like 53 hours of audio, so it's going to be, you know, almost a month of weekly, you know, almost a month of driving to work and back to get through that book. So I highly recommend it for anybody that likes those type of things, or if you're at work or just want to leisure around and listen to audiobook while you surf the net, something to do. And
or
you can
play your video games.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I love audiobooks. I think it's great. Games. It's great because, you know, like I just finished all of the Game of Thrones, and yes, they are way better than the series. Not even close. The novels are way better. They're way better. Since I've watched the series first, going back listening to the books, I don't see the character that is in the book described. I see the actor, actress that is in the series. So it gives a better, at least for me, that's what I see when I hear them. Anyways.
Okay. Way off topic, but still. Game of Thrones and The Walking Dead are the two series that from TV to book to TV, the books were better than TV.
Yes. Well, it goes a graphic novel for Walking Dead, though, right?
I believe so, yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree. The most of the time, the book is better. Even for Ready Player One, the book is way better than the movie. You know, so like, it's just, there's a lot of different books out there. The books are always going to be better because in the movie, they have to cut a lot of stuff out, or a television series. I'm curious, though, about the new Game of Thrones spinoff television series that doesn't have a book associated with it. That's the ones I'm curious about myself. If, of course, Martin
can go
decides
a million different directions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, but again, GQ Reads 20, bit.ly/GQ Reads 2021 or 2020. They both work. for that free one audiobook when you sign up with Audible. We heavily recommend it. It's always good. And it doesn't even have to be fantasy or anything. It can be any genre out there. I'm heavily proponent, not just for because of it's a referral code there for us to get that free audiobook, but because it is just, it's always good to expand your mind and to gain more knowledge for yourself. Big proponent. But we'll jump right in case you don't care about any of that stuff. And you're like, give me some WoW news. I want some WoW news. So we kind of touched a little bit on a couple main topics, the Great Push and TBC Classic. But like always, there's some hot fixes that came in. Nothing too really big for the last week, mainly just some PvP changes, some item changes as well. So really, it seems like they're kind of focusing more on next week, maybe focusing more on the future of the game series rather than the hot fixes that are currently going on. So nothing really too big as far as hot fixes are concerned, which then jumps us, though, right into the first event that did come out again on Tuesday, is the new Torghast bonus event, which is the Beast of Prodigrim. I think I said that right, Prodigrim. And that is, again, another Torghast event. So this one is, again, the second round of it, though. So remember, they do cycle through, so this is the second round of the first one, which was in January. So if you weren't playing in January, now you can join in. And so, Joe, what are your thoughts on them cycling? Do you think it's a good idea that they're starting to cycle them in?
I think that is an awesome idea that they started cycling them in, because what that does is that gets people wanting to go back to Torghast. Oh, Torghast is too easy. Oh, we're overpowered over here. What the hell? Doesn't matter. There's a lot of storyline that goes through that place. Okay. Everybody knows that by now. So now if you're doing events, it keeps people coming back, because Torghast is going to be throughout this whole expansion. And Blizzard has to find ways to make it be throughout the whole expansion. Okay. So if you team up, you go through Torghast, you do an event, boom, you get that event and you get the reward for that event. Okay. Does this make people want to go back into Torghast? Not everybody, but it would get people to go back to Torghast. Okay. Not everyone's going to go back, but a lot of people are going to go back because of this. And that's really a good thing.
No, definitely. And then the one thing, though, is I kind of my little sleuthing here, looking at the dates of the repeat, I don't think they're going to want to do a repeat, going a little off topic, to 9.1, which, again, that goes us deeper into Torghast, like you mentioned, the story, main storyline, and into the Maw. And so on the 29th is the last week. We could pretend, that means to me, 9.1 might launch around July timeframe, just based on this, because they haven't, the last date of the event is the 29th. Again, I could just be speculation, but
that's the last date that they're giving is the 29th. So yes, could there be a July release? January, April, June. January, February, March, April, May, June.
Yeah, I mean, that would be July. Yeah, but maybe. I agree with what you're saying, maybe. Though. I agree with what you're saying, though, about that this could just be placeholder dates, essentially, and we will have to wait and see what happens from there.
All I'm saying is don't get your hopes up.
Come on, okay. Give us 9.1.
We want 9.1.
I want the next 9.1 part of the story.
Will come when 9.1 comes.
Well, for me, it's just that I want to know the next part of the story. I mean, it's you know, I'm very curious what's going to happen.
Right.
And then also to see what is, you know, what else is out there. What is the continuation of the story after the next part of the story? Very curious there. But yeah, overall.
And I want to see what happens out in Bastion and the whatnots, and especially in the little place that I like to call War World. Okay. because that's where my hunter's at. So, and I got my renown up to that level. Okay, so now I'm waiting for 9.1 to where that level, that max level rises, and I can experience more of that storyline. That's going to be fun. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But I'm looking forward to it.
Well, if you're looking for fun, though, Joe, what you can do is now Blizzard Watch has actually posted a great article, how to find the Jiggle's favorite toy, which is, of course, a laser pointer for a ghost cat. This is a cat, an achievement in Maldraxxus called the Nine Afterlives achievement. And essentially what you have to do is you have to go find each of the cats throughout the land. And what's great is that they show you where everything is at, where they're all located, as well as if there's any difficult ones or ones that you need to go do to go, like, how to get to them and kind of point them out. So a lot of them are on a ledge somewhere, and so you have to try to get up on certain areas. So overall, really good. And I like when they post these type of things because, yeah, it'd be cool to find it the first time if you're going through. But, you know, I just want the item. I just want the loot or whatever. Really cool. And then so what you do is you can get the laser pointer by going through there and get the achievement. So really, you have to, I think you have to, oh, you have to pet you have to pet the NPC.
The cat.
You have to pet the cat. I was trying to think of like what it was called, and it's like, it's a cat. I've been saying it the whole time. But one thing, though, is that one of them, you do have to go into the Plaguefall, I believe, and kill a boss there. And then the last Jelly Cat Hairball is at the end of the Plaguefall dungeon in Maldraxxus. So you go in there and at the end, kill the boss, and then you can backtrack after you kill the boss to go do the pet after you finish the dungeon. So heavily recommend that. If you're everybody's curious for there, go take a look at the article. Yuck. Pretty much that's
I'm just saying great idea. Ghost cats.
it's jelly cats is what they're calling them. Because they look like jelly with a skeleton.
Care. Gross is gross.
Well, some people like it, and it is an achievement too. So if you're an achievement and you want that stuff, what's great is I really like all the mounts that they've added in the expansion and the different areas, and easy to get. Like, I was able to get the mounts I wanted right away without having to put too much effort in, even without being renowned heavy. Really nice, and like, I just like it. It's really great that what they've been doing in this expansion.
Agreed.
Make it very friendly. And then the one thing that is actually out, which is the last weekend. So if you're listening to this before the Tuesday's up, make sure to jump out and get your Noble Garden toy and everything, because this is the last weekend for Noble Garden, because we were off last week. Noble Garden has been out, and again, that's the one where you can get a bunch of cool companions. The one you can get is the Swift Strider, which is the mount, but a bunch of different bunnies and pets that you can use. Mystical Spring Bouquet, Noble Garden Bunny, which is one, and they're going to be worth Noble Garden Chocolates, which are the loot ones. You can also get a Toma Polygarth Rabbit for a mage. So a lot of really cool events that you can go through. If you're low level, you will be getting some good XP. So if you're leveling up, you can go ahead and use that as a leveling up. Another one, too, is that the vendor, I believe you can also get eggs, or you can collect them to sell or to complete a quest. So really, really great to see there. And we have that linked, of course, in the show notes of the Noble Garden event. So go ahead and enjoy that if you like collecting these type of things. Because I think this is the last one for a while till the summertime.
Yep, this is going to be the last one till the next holiday comes up. So have fun, y'all.
And then, but if you're...
Go get those eggs.
Yes, go collect them. Hurry.
Go act like 6-year-olds and go get those eggs. This is one of the great events that Blizzard likes to do, you know, and they do tip their hat to a world holidays.
Yes. Yeah. Just mainly United States holidays, but Global holidays as well.
Because Blizzard's in the United States.
Yeah. Game. Yeah, exactly.
Or a gaming company.
Yeah.
So, but Easter is more of a world holiday. So given that it's a world holiday or more of a multi-country holiday, I should say, this is a good thing. This is what Blizzard should do. So most, well done to them.
Yes, yes. Well done. Well done indeed. The last subject we'll be talking about, which is a little bit of, again, a classic throwback, is the first round of raid testing is coming out for TBC Classic. That is, of course, Karazhan, which is the 10-player dungeon, Gruul, and Magtheridon. Both those last two are 25, I believe, dungeons. And raids, excuse me. And that starts on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all Pacific time, 2 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Pacific time, for people to jump in and do some raid testing in Classic. So it kind of helps everybody else out there. If they're one of, they'll also be providing 70 character templates. So 70 level character templates is there. So you can jump in. Everything will be vendored and you'll have all the vendors and professions and everything. So you can go and jump in if you just want to do a raid testing. So really cool that they're doing this, allowing it to do, you know, they need to do the due diligence to make sure the changes are there, that they need to make any nerfs or whatnot. So very happy. So jump right in if you're very excited about those bosses and the raid testing for TBC beta.
And as with everything, they should let the YouTube gamers, the Twitch gamers, the Facebook gamers all stream them. So if they do that, watch those streams.
Yes.
You know personally who's going to be streaming them, okay? It's not going to be us two.
No.
No.
Nope.
but you the listener knows who's streaming and who, you know, who will be going through all this stuff.
Yes.
And who will be detecting the bugs and who will be saying that, okay, this is too hard and this is too easy, blah 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 blah. Is there enough trash? Is there too much trash? There's always too much trash. there's going to be this, that, and the other thing. Okay. So go check out those streams and go get queued up for those raid times. By the way, when I said that there's too much trash, it did bring me back to the first part of the current expansion, and when they're saying that, well, there's a lot more army here than what the Legion had. I think that was the tip of the cap.
Yes.
To everybody saying that there's too much trash.
No, definitely. Yeah, it's the TBC is one of the, to me, it's a fond memory just because this is when I first wanted to be, well, the first expansion, of course, after the original vanilla. And also I really pushed in a hardcore guild at the time to go for world first. So, you know, I had a lot of good memories at there. But definitely the trash was one of the worst parts of the boss encounters, especially in Serpent Shrine Cavern, which they'll be coming up next, my guess, after these three, which is the first raid, the official raid. And that is a lot of trash, a lot. Just go there right now. If you're trying to do a mount run, you'll see how much, or I mean, a loot run for transmog. You'll see how much trash is there. It's a lot. If you're interested though, go ahead and check out there. But with that, I think we'll go ahead and wrap up the show, Joe, unless there's anything else you'd like to discuss.
Nope. We are done.
So
it's time to turn on some WrestleMania.
Yeah. Just in time. where can people find you on the internet?
Well, you can find me at Joe Brums, where if I do tweet anything, that's where I'll be. Twitch.tv/JoeSpace is typically where we do the show. But, you know, it's not this week, obviously. And always Sunday mornings, twitch.tv/stackup.org. Which, like I said, will be Watch Dogs Legion. you get to watch me learn a freaking game. Galvin, where can we find you, sir?
On Twitter, at Golden Versus, youtube.com/Golden Versus. All my archive videos I've ever done there. Twitch.tv/Golden. Eventually, maybe. With the it's a TM. I'm right there. I'm right there with Blizzard releasing 9.1 details is when twitch.tv/Golden gets used a lot more. And of course, MunkCraftPodcast.com in the works to talk about the 9.1 stuff and also how the expansion is right now for Windwalkers with some guests. So take a look, listen there. But if you want to get contact with the show, you can reach us on show@thegroupquest.com, Twitter @GroupQuest. And of course, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/thegroupquest. Go and subscribe there. And for myself and for Joe, we'll see you on the other side of A Return to Tristram.
You have been listening to Group Quest. The theme music was Intended Force from Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. For more information and other great shows, point your web browser to thegroupquest.com. Follow the show on Twitter @GroupQuest.
I'm Brian Black from the Realm Maintenance Podcast, and for over 7 years, I've been tracking podcasts covering your favorite Blizzard games. Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo, Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, Hearthstone. People are talking about these games every week, and Realm Maintenance has been around to help you find your favorites. Perhaps add some new shows to your playlist, and learn more about the creators behind the microphone. In 2020, Realm Maintenance is proud to continue on as part of Warcraft Radio. You can listen to new episodes of Realm Maintenance on all major podcast platforms at the end of each month. Each show includes multiple interviews with podcasters and other content creators, along with a recap of all of the biggest episodes from your favorite Blizzard game podcasts, and occasionally information about new shows to check out that you might have not known about before. You can follow @RealmPodcast on Twitter for show news and updates, and for my weekly podcast roundup articles and a directory with links to over 100 shows covering all Blizzard Entertainment franchises, visit Warcraft Radio @WarcraftRadio.com.
This show is brought to you by StackUp.org. Do you want to help out veterans? To do so, go to StackUp.org. There you will find out ways you can help veterans out. We start out with supply crates. Crates are delivered to veterans who have served or are serving their countries now. Air assaults are our way to get veterans back into the populace by sending them to places like BlizzCon and E3. The stacks are smaller groups in more local locations, such as Pennsylvania.
This podcast is part of the Dawnforge Network. Copyright 2020.
On a daily basis. If you want to help us out, go to stackup.org, click the donate button up in the upper right, or you could be a part of the StackUp stream team. You could join our Overwatch program and help out all the people with issues, mental health issues. And you can also raise money if you're streaming a social platform. Just make sure that you go to stackup.org first and get with one of the managers. And remember, veterans are our mission. Gaming is our passion. Just go to stackup.org for more information.